With 800 million people in the world today chronically hungry, and with a severe famine breaking out again across southern Africa, there is obviously much work left to do to reduce global hunger. The director of the Food and Agriculture Organization's North American office, Charles Riemenschneider, says progress since the first World Food Summit in 1996 has been disappointing.
Unfortunately, we've not been as successful, and we've only been cutting about 6 million a year from the rolls of the hungry by our estimates. In order to reach the goal of 400 million by 2015, we really need to be cutting about 22 million per year. So we've got to really pick up the pace.
In order to pick up that pace, two things are essential, according to FAO's Director General, Senegal's Jacques Diouf. First, the world's governments must find the political will to make war on hunger and its root cause, poverty, national priorities. Second, says Mr. Diouf, governments must stop neglecting their agricultural economies and start recognizing that you can't end hunger without productive, prosperous farmers.
Agriculture is the livelihood of the rural people, and 70% of the poor people are in rural areas. If we do not allow them to get an employment, if we do not allow them to get income, naturally they will never get out of their poverty and their hunger. And you don't achieve that by cutting or reducing the resources that are invested in their main activity, which is agriculture.
The FAO has proposed a new anti-hunger investment project that would target the rural poor. It would finance the building of new rural roads and irrigation systems, for example, and support new school meals and food for work programs for the world's hungriest. Officials of the Rome-based development agency insist that such investments can return substantial economic dividends. They predict that reducing the number of hungry people in the world by half could yield benefits of at least $120 billion a year, calculated in terms of healthier, longer-lived, and more productive populations. Delegates to the four-day World Food Summit in Rome are expected to hold fast to the 1996 summit's original hunger reduction goal and to focus on how the world might do a better job of meeting it. In Washington, I'm Rob Sivak.